Recording B.
In small doses, stress can have quite a positive effect. It can make you feel more alive, even exhilarated. I suppose everyone has a set level at which stress becomes unbearable, at which point they cease to function properly. I suppose, too, that it's possible for someone to train themselves to be able to take higher levels of stress by repeatedly putting themselves in a stressful situation, to build up a tolerance for stress. Indeed, some jobs absolutely require this. But stress is a fact of life for all of us, and, as the figures show, its effect is largely negative. Each year, about 6 million people in Britain consult their doctors because they feel stress or anxiety, and it is estimated that at least another 6 million suffer from stress-related illness but do not seek medical advice. Long working hours, fear of losing their jobs, the difficult journey to and from work in crowded trains and buses all contribute to increased levels of stress. Then there are domestic problems, such as a large mortgage on the house, children who want to drop out of school and join rock bands, not enough time to spare to be with the family.